Chapter 21. Come on, Sprinkles. I promise we won't find a body in here this time. Lexi glanced up as she cajoled the dog toward Doggy Diva. It appeared to be business as usual inside. Customers were milling in the lobby, and there was no sign of the police, fortunately. Lexi opened the door, and Sprinkles sniffed the air as if to assure herself that it was safe to go inside. The air must have passed muster, because after a few sniffs, she trotted in and up to the desk. Kelly Farmer was at the desk. She looked a lot better than when Lexi had last seen her. "Hi, Lexi. Hey there, Sprinkles." Kelly came around the desk and crouched to pet the fluffy dog. Sprinkles sat and gave her her paw. "Looks like you need your nails done. Don't worry, we'll fix you up nice and pretty." Kelly picked Sprinkles up and took the end of the leash from Lexi. "The usual?" "That would be great," Lexi said. "It's good to see that you're feeling better about being here." Kelly grimaced. "It took me a little while, and I'm still pretty sad about Freddy. But work has to go on." "I know. I'm just glad the dogs weren't traumatized. Some dogs are so sensitive, and they seem to know things. I wondered why Sprinkles was hesitant to come in here. And I imagine poor Queenie must have been a nervous wreck." Kelly frowned. "Queenie, you mean Edwina Southwick's dog?" Lexi nodded. "Yes. She was here for grooming that morning, right?" Kelly thought for a while, then shook her head. "No, I'm sure Queenie wasn't here." "Edwina is a little forgetful, so if she told you that, then maybe she just forgot what day she brought her. In fact, I remember she brought her in the next day and we were barely getting settled in again." "Oh, right. You know how it is. The days all run into one." "I'll be back this afternoon to pick Sprinkles up," Lexi said. "Okay, see you then." Lexi went back to the bakery and spent the rest of the morning catching up on business. There were scones to make, and she still had dozens of dog-shaped cookies to bake for the dog show. Luckily, Cassie had held down the fort and was standing at the stainless steel table, piping strands of frosting onto an oversized, dog-shaped cake. Cassie stood back and looked at the cake. "It's supposed to be a sheepdog." Lexi could see the resemblance, but it wasn't quite there. "Maybe the frosting needs to be stiffer?" It had started to form soft globs.
"Yeah, but the shape is good, right?"
The shape of a dog sitting was pretty good.
"Yep."
"Okay. I used a combination of bundt cake pans and layer pans and then carved the cake out and stuck the pieces together with frosting. I can repeat that and make the frosting less gooey. I think the Swiss buttercream would be better. Guess her grandma and her henchmen are going to get a lot of free cake."
Cassie gestured toward the melting sheepdog.
"Ida will love that."
The oven timer dinged, and Lexi slid the last batch of cookies out. She carefully scraped each one off with a spatula and placed them on the rack to cool. Cassie would frost them later.
"I think I'm caught up."
Lexi untied her apron. "Can you handle things while I take one last trip over to the armory? I want to measure the table and then do a mock-up here to make sure we bring the right serving and display stands."
"Of course." Cassie gave her a pointed look. "And I bet you want to get a chance to talk to some of your suspects while you are there, too."
Lexi smiled.
"You know me too well. It never hurts to chat it up. Nan's taught me never to underestimate the power of clues coming out during normal conversation."
"Leave it to Nan's."
Cassie went back to her work, and Lexi pulled a container of finished cookies off the shelf. It wouldn't hurt to bring a few bribes while she was at it. The armory was buzzing with activity. Anastasia was rushing around, instructing people to move this and rearrange that. Every so often, she'd run out to the audience area to see how things looked from that perspective.
"Lexi, you're back."
Anastasia bustled over and picked a cookie out of the container.
I wanted to take some last-minute measurements and make sure I bring the right amount of treats to make for a good presentation.
That's my girl. I knew I could count on you to make things look just perfect. Now, what do you think of the locations of the show rings and grooming stations? Anastasia gestured toward the rest of the room.
It looks great. Lexi scanned the room, taking note of all the dog owners with their pets. Her gaze skidded to a stop when she saw Barbara with Prudence.
Prudence is here.
Yes, Barbara and Prudence were reunited this morning. Isn't it wonderful?
It is. Did someone turn Prudence in?
She hadn't talked to Jack yet today, and he couldn't be expected to call her about every little development in his cases.
Not exactly. Apparently, Barbara was taking Prudence's brush to the police station, and there she was.
She was just loose in the street?
Yes. Isn't that a lovely coincidence?
It sure was. Lexi spotted someone frantically waving in Anastasia's direction from the other end of the armory.
Oh dear, Eduardo needs me for something.
Anastasia ran off, and Lexi headed toward Barbara.
You got Prudence back.
She reached out and patted the little dog. Prudence really was a cutie with her long, silky hair secured high in a purple bow on top of her head. Her adoring brown eyes stared up at the container of cookies.
Yes. Barbara picked the dog up and cuddled her to her chest. It's like a miracle. I was so worried and afraid we would never find her, but there she was, right in front of the police station.
How odd. So she really did get out of the house, then? Lexi held the cookie container out to Barbara, who put Prue down on the table and picked one.
No, I don't think she did. How she ended up at the police station, I'll never know. I can only assume that the kidnapper had a change of heart and let her go. Maybe they figured the police would see her and pick her up before anything bad happened.
Her gaze narrowed and shifted over to Edwina.
Or maybe they did something to my Prudence to affect her performance in the dog show and then let her go.
Lexi glanced over at Edwina, who was cleaning the wrinkles on Queenie's face. The dog, normally jittery and dancing around, looked like she was napping.
You think someone tampered with poor Prue? What would they do?
Lexi asked.
I don't know. So far, Prudence seems fine. But what if they gave her something that would make her hair fall out, or make her go to the bathroom in an inopportune moment? I've heard all kinds of shenanigans happen at these shows, and there is more than one person who's vying for the top spot.
Barbara's gaze shifted from Edwina to Millie, who was at her table with Winston, putting him through a series of commands.
Well, I hope not. And I certainly hope no one would do anything that harmed her.
Prudence looked to be in good health to Lexi. Her eyes were bright and she was standing tall, her recently brushed fur silky.
Let's hope. Larry was there with me and he checked her out and thinks she seems fine too.
That's good. As far as Lexi knew, Larry was no veterinarian. She remembered he was some sort of metal worker and had once made cute, intricate little boxes for one of the senior center fundraisers.
Yes, he's very devoted to me and Prudence.
Well, I'm glad you got her back. I'm just going to take these cookies around and offer them to everyone.
Thank you. We'll talk later, Barbara said. And thank your grandmother for taking me down to the police station and Jack for paying so much attention to this issue. I've called to let him know he can close the case.
Lexi was making her way toward Millie when her phone rang. It was Nan's.
Lexi, I need a ride.
Lexi felt a pang of anxiety.
Are you okay? Oh, yes, dear, it's nothing bad. It's just that Ida and Helen are getting their hair done, and Ruth is nowhere to be found.
Nan's lowered her voice to a whisper.
I think she might be with Mario.
Okay, and you need to go somewhere right away?
Yep, I've made Jack's favorite Reuben sandwich and need to get it to him right away.
Really? That's kind of out of the blue. What was Nan's up to?
Not really. Gus down at the butcher's had corned beef on sale, so naturally I bought a good amount. It has to be used up before it goes bad. And I figured, what better way than to make Jack a sandwich, since it's his favorite? I made one for myself, too. Would you like one?
No, thanks. Lexi glanced around. She'd been planning to engage Millie and Edwina in conversation to see if any clues dropped out. But she actually had no idea what to say or what she was looking for. Clearly Nan's had something in mind with this sandwich business. And that might be a lot more interesting and productive.
Lexi, are you there? The sandwich is going to get cold, so we'd better hurry.
All righty then. I'm at the armory finalizing the setup for the dog show. Let me just take some measurements, and then I'll be right over.